It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. It's been about 50 years since Wisconsin farmers could legally grow hemp. Governor Walker lifted the ban last year, and since then, interest in hemp farming has been intense. One reason is that hemp is a source of CBD, which is a valuable commodity. The hemp industry is just getting going, but supporters see lots of growth potential. Rick Rommel is a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He covers general business news and retail and joins us to talk about hemp farming in Wisconsin. So, Rick, welcome to the program. Thanks for being here today.
Glad to be here. How are you doing, John?
Pretty good so far, but the day is young. Hemp farming legal in Wisconsin since late last year. Can anyone farm this crop, or does the law place restrictions on who can actually grow hemp?
It does. You have to have a license, and the license is issued by the State Department of Agriculture. They issued, I think, something like 240 licenses for 2018, and about 140 people actually planted crops.
So what are the qualifications you have to have in order to get one of these licenses?
I don't. Sorry, I'm not too familiar with the licensing requirements. I don't think there's anything in particular
the state just wants to know who's doing it.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
And one interesting aspect of the law is that the license holders are not made public. So I, as a reporter, can't ask. Well, I could ask, and I did, the Agriculture Department for a list of licensees, but the law specifically says that that'll be confidential. And that is an issue for some of the growers, because they, and some of the processors, they'd like to know who are the potential suppliers of hemp. So there are some, at least there's talk of allowing people to make themselves public, so that they can be known in the industry.
What's the purpose for having this be an anonymous activity? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I think it was that they felt that people would be perhaps, I don't know, embarrassed because they're growing something that's
really
associated in the many people's minds with marijuana.
Good heavens, it's 2018. Okay, well, let's move on from that. We don't want to get too far into the weeds here. How much interest have we seen since hemp farming became legal last year?
Well, this is a very small business, no matter how you slice it. But the response in Wisconsin was quite robust. Many more people applying for licenses and actually growing than did so in the first year of legalized hemp farming in Minnesota, and even in states such as Washington and Colorado, I believe, at the beginning, their activity was less than what we've seen in Wisconsin.
Are most of the growers you've spoken with farming hemp for the CBD or for other purposes?
When I wrote this story, I was really concentrating on CBD. There are a lot of other reasons to grow hemp, and there are some farmers who are doing that or who plan to. It can be a grain crop. You can process hemp oil, which is not CBD, but some people think it has beneficial effects. So I talked to a couple people who were growing for that purpose, but I deliberately focused on people who were interested in the CBD market.
And, of course, people have long talked about the utility of the hemp plant and all the other things that can be done with it, but CBD is just a really hot topic right now. We're talking with Rick Rommel, reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, covering general business news and retail, about hemp farming and what the situation here is in Wisconsin since it was made legal last year. Zeroing in on CBD, how lucrative can this business be for individuals? Farms.
Well, the numbers that people see are pretty seductive, at least in terms of revenue, because a gram of CBD oil at retail could bring anywhere from, say, $50 to $120, one gram. And people are selling it in bottles in milligrams, measured in milligrams for the most part. So, for example, I talked with these young guys who are setting up a processing plant in Sussex, and they basically they extract the CBD from the hemp flowers, and then distill it further, so they get a product that's kind of like a raw sort of crude oil type of thing with a heavy concentration of CBD in it, and 200 grams in a little jar that you could hold in the palm of your hand, worth $10,000 to $20,000 at retail.
I mean, forgive me, but this starts to sound like stepping on heroin in order to sell it on the street. But I know that's probably a really bad comparison. So what has this looked like at the retail level in Wisconsin?
There have been all kinds of stores that have popped up. There are probably at least 20, I would say, stores this year in Wisconsin. I expect there will be quite a few more. I've heard of additional ones since I wrote the article. This former alderman in Milwaukee started selling it last June. Very soon after that, had a little kiosk at Mayfair Mall, graduated to a full-fledged store, opened kiosks in three or four other malls in the state. And when I visited his shop at Mayfair, there were a lot of, this was on a late morning, weekday morning, a lot of people coming in. Seemed like there was considerable interest in it.
Let's take a call from William in Delavan. William, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I just feel this is a deja vu with, you know, the corn industry. This is a monoculture that is bad for the environment. It's an annual. So if Wisconsin wants to position itself as an agricultural leader in this new field, or it should probably focus on the fabric or fiber as a source of revenue for hemp, because China has basically the apparel industry and the shoe industry. So if we want to reduce the carbon footprint of our country, it would be best for making things local, and I'll take your answer.
William, thanks for that. So talk to us about some of the other products that can be made from hemp, Rick.
You know, John, I'm sorry. I'm fairly knowledgeable about CBD. I didn't set out to write about hemp farming overall. So I can tell you what you want to know about CBD. But
Got it. 100 years ago, Wisconsin was one of the country's largest hemp producers. Do you think we'll return to that status now that growing is legal again?
I don't know. I mean, we're behind in the legalization of hemp, and this is all being done under a temporary program that was authorized in the 2014 Farm Bill. Kentucky has been doing this for a few years. Colorado is fairly large in it. I guess Wisconsin does have a good climate for growing hemp, so perhaps, but who knows.
So there is some potential for growth in the industry because it is in its infancy, and when you're starting from zero, 10 seems like a jump. There is a future for hemp in Wisconsin, and we do have room to grow. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. I mean, the crop, especially if you're growing for CBD, you don't need a lot of land. In fact, it's more well suited to small patches,
like a garden,
almost like a garden, because it was described to me as being similar in the demands that it makes on the grower to ginseng or tobacco. I mean, we never had 1,000-acre tobacco fields here. We had 20 acres of tobacco. That's what you're likely to see with this.
Rick Rommel, thanks for joining us this morning. I appreciate your time.
Sounds good. Thanks, John.
Rick Rommel, reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, covering general business news and retail. I'm John Munson. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.